Joining us now is Coach Oren Magruder of the Southwest Livingston Wildcats in a pretty tough-fought game, despite what the score says. Southwest comes out with a 68-14 win, pretty hotly contested. They played King City tonight. King City, very physical team. Coach Magruder, thanks for joining us tonight. Tell us how that game played out.
You know, I couldn't have said it any better myself. They're about the best 2-7 team you'll ever see. I thought they, you know, kind of beat us up on the lines of scrimmage, and they contained our offense for the most part. And really, if you take away a few fumble returns for touchdowns early on, you know, it's probably a tight ball game. But, you know, our kids were resilient, and they kept fighting. And then, you know, finally we kind of broke through, and then the points came. So, you know, we did a good job on our night where we probably didn't have our best stuff, that we kept going and kept fighting, and I'm just proud of the kids.
Yeah, you know, you guys, I've seen you guys play a lot, obviously, this year. You guys are by no means a big team, but you really fly around defensively. You don't give up a lot of big plays. Talk a little bit about some of your defensive standouts that you've had this year.
Oh, it's, that's pretty true. We're not a huge team. We got some pretty fast kids that run around, and we tackle pretty well. You know, I think it kind of starts with the line of scrimmage, you know, and Jaden Sears, Patrick Warren, Owen Ash, Dagan Bassett, they do a really good job up front. And then, you know, you got kind of Mac and Chase and Blaze and Hunter Colliver. They're kind of our cleanup guys. And so, you know, we kind of got pushed around a little bit on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, it showed early on. They had some long sustained drives, and we were able to get stops down, you know, inside our 5 and 10, and that kept them off the scoreboard. Yeah, we just got to keep getting better every week.
Yeah, you guys are usually a pretty big play offense. Tonight, maybe not so many big plays, but talk a little bit about your offensive efficiency. You guys had to drive the ball. I think that might bode well for you as some of your playoff teams get tougher down the road.
Yeah, that's what, you know, we kind of thrive off the big play with getting Mac on the edge of the defense. And tonight they were good at containing that, and, you know, we were – having to methodically march down the field, you know, 5, 6, 10 yards at a time. We still got to get better in the pass game. There were so many, you know, big passes that were there, and we just straight up missed. And, you know, if we want any chance, if we want a chance to do anything, we need to be able to complete those passes.
With that, you guys moved to 8-1 on the season. You guys lost your first game out against Tarkio. You are one of the top-ranked teams in eight-man football. You are looks like you're going to be the number one seed in your district, District 2. North Shelby played Oric tonight. That gives you guys a bye next week, definitely. What are you looking forward to going into districts?
You know, we gave the guys off Monday. It's not probably something high school coaches usually do, but since we have a bye, and, you know, we have 15, 16 kids have been on the week, you know, I'm trying to let bodies get recovered as much as possible. And then, you know, next week we'll take a look at, you know, possible opponents, but we're going to do a lot of fundamental work next week. We got to get back to the basics on some things and just try to get our bodies ready to go. You know, we have as few guys as I do, it takes everybody, or as we do, sorry, it takes everybody, and we need to get everybody healthy.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you calling. Give us a call back in a couple weeks. Let us know how that district game goes.
All right, I'm going to give a shout-out to Blaze Sturgeon. He's a senior in senior night, and he got his first touchdown this year. So, you know, he did a really good job for us, and I just appreciate him.
All right, Blaze is a good kid. I'm his principal, so shout-out to Blaze. So that was Coach Magruder of the Southwest Wildcats. Southwest goes to 8-1 on the year.